Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're pleased to have Christina Catterman with us. Christina is a lead engineer at CX Associates and a key partner in the Burlington 2030 District. Christina, it's so great to have you with us on the Net Zero Energy podcast. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Maybe I can just start by letting listeners know that CX Associates is a partner with the Burlington 2030 District, and the district contracts with you all to help our property owners roadmap their path away from fossil fuels and to full efficiency. Christina, what would you add to that to make it more clear to listeners?
I would say that our role with the Burlington 2030 District is to really ensure that property owners understand how their buildings are performing, both compared to other buildings that they may own, as well as to the district baselines that we've established, and to show building owners how different energy efficiency measures, different pathways can help them to reach the Burlington 2030 district goals, which are to reduce building energy consumption by 50% compared to those baselines by the year 2030. There's also goals related to water use reduction by 50% and transportation-related emissions reduction by 50%. So it's really hitting on those three pieces on the property energy plans that you're mentioning. Mostly focus on the energy piece, but we do also benchmark the buildings for water consumption and show building owners how their buildings are performing in terms of water usage as well.
We set lofty goals and we all say we're going to do stuff, but we never really know if things come to fruition. By contracting with CX Associates, we ask you to connect with those property owners and to do, as you've mentioned, these property energy plans to help guide an owner towards greenhouse gas reductions and a reduction in fossil fuel. We call them PEPs, right?
Yep.
Property Energy Plan. So tell us what a PEP is. Like, what do you generally mention sort of what you deliver, what's included, but give us some more detail.
When a property owner joins the Burlington 2030 District member, we have them select a building that they would like us to look at as part of the PEP process. Typically, we recommend looking at a building that they might have plans for making upgrades in the near future, since this PEP can help to guide some decisions related to any upgrades that they might be making. And there's four main portions of the PEP. So first, we ask the building owner some questions about their building, get some basic understanding of what their systems are, any work that they've completed, any upcoming plans that they have for work. And then we also acquire all of their energy data through our partnerships with Burlington Electric Department and Vermont Gas Systems. And that allows us to normalize the energy use of their building compared to other similar buildings. Then we take some of the information that they've provided related to work that they've done, or we ask some kind of pointed questions, you know, what percent of the building has LED lighting? Are you using energy recovery in your ventilation system? Some specific questions to try to understand what they might already be doing. And we love to call out wins when we're putting a PEP together. So we always like to highlight any strengths that the property already has going for it. And then the third section is opportunities. So looking at what they've answered in terms of what they've done, what their systems are, but then also looking at the energy data and looking at their breakdown between natural gas consumption, electric consumption, you know, when are they having peaks in electric consumption? What is their base load for natural gas? Are there opportunities that we're seeing there to help drive down their energy usage, fossil fuel usage, look towards potential electrification, et cetera, and then start to give them a roadmap of recommendations. The other piece of this, though, is to connect the building owners with the utilities. So throughout the PEP, we're providing links to resources that the utilities have, as well as direct contacts at the utilities from their commercial energy efficiency departments.
I mean, I imagine this is quite expensive for a property owner to create, but no, right? Tell us about the cost of having a PEP done if you're a member of the 2030 district.
Yeah, so it is free for Burlington 2030 district members to receive a PEP. We are lucky enough to be supported, the Burlington 2030 district, through grants as well as through funding from Burlington Electric Department and Vermont Gas. That helps us to be able to do this work and offer this to property owners. We've been working recently with some various property members, including Champlain Housing Trust, Cathedral Square. We're going to be working with the Howard Center, looking at some of their buildings in the next month or so.
So, Christina, curious if you can talk about how many PEPs you've done. So maybe I can take a step back and let listeners know that at this point, we have over 10 million square feet of commercial space, and that includes the multi-unit dwellings that you mentioned just a few minutes ago, committed. How many have you done, and what are you seeing as a result?
So we have looked at a total of 61 different buildings in the Burlington 2030 district. There are some property owners who we've provided more than one PEP for. In terms of what we've seen trend-wise, we have been able to track for a handful of those building owners that we've done a PEP and then they've gone on to do projects based on the feedback that we gave, as well as the connections that we helped to establish with BED and VGS and other local partners. We've been able to go back and look at their buildings and provide what we call a PEP update, which is basically the same thing as a PEP, but we're looking at it a few years later after they've implemented various projects. And we've seen some really great reduction in energy consumption, some great fuel switching, reducing in fossil fuels and moving towards electrification. It's exciting to see that the work that we're putting in as the Burlington 2030 district is actually starting to have an effect for our property members.
If property owners are listening to this podcast, or tenants, and they're interested in their own building's energy usage and road mapping out a reduction in energy use, fossil fuel use, I think they would go to the Burlington 2030 district website and connect with Jenna Antonino Damari, who is the executive director. They can always reach out to BED as well.
Yes. Yeah. Jenna is a great resource. She's the lady in charge, helps to get things going. And she's always happy to meet and connect with property owners who are interested in learning more about the Burlington 2030 district and then potentially becoming a member.
Anybody or any building stand out that you've particularly enjoyed working with, or that you feel like there are lessons or opportunities to share with listeners?
All of the property owners that we've worked with, I'll say, have been great to work with. But there are certainly a few that have been, particularly interesting properties to look at. For example, we recently completed a PEP for Hotel Vermont, which I have stayed there before. So that was exciting to see how they're performing. It was great to meet with their team and talk through that and opportunities. We also had put together a while ago now a portfolio PEP where we're looking at multiple buildings for FUUSB, or the First Universalist Unitarian Society of Burlington, if I got that acronym correct, where they've been able to take that information and they're working towards some net zero goals that they've established. CX Associates is helping them with some of that road mapping that they've taken from the PEP and then moved beyond that. So it's been really exciting to see some of those property owners. And then some of our larger buildings we have worked with, University of Vermont Medical Center. That's the main campus is the largest building in our portfolio that we have reviewed. So that was an exciting one to be able to take a look at, as well as the soda plant. I heard that Steve Conan was on the podcast recently, so it was exciting to be able to look at his building as well, especially since that is such a mixed-use building with lots of different tenants. And they have some pretty lofty goals for what they want to accomplish in their building.
Christina Catterman, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the Net Zero Energy podcast. Again, Christina is a lead engineer for CX Associates, a Burlington-based engineering firm that partners with the Burlington 2030 District to provide technical support, and in particular, to help conduct property energy plans, or PEPs, for commercial properties as part of the Burlington 2030 District. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.